podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
There is somebody that we all know, and not well. It's not like he's a close friend, but we all know this person. And a few weeks ago, this person got sentenced to prison for just a few years for an offense that didn't surprise any of us.
Whoops.
So, fun guy, though.
Yeah, so I can say, hey, I know somebody who's in the big house now. So got that. And then Emily says that she was watching Orange is the New Black with Gentleman Caller. And so this actually came up about being sent off to prison.
Yeah, they were talking about all the, you know, different time lengths of the ladies on the TV show. And just, you know, out of the blue, he looks over at me and he says, what if I was going to prison for 4 years? Mm-hmm. Would you wait for me? And I said, honey, quiet, the show's on. and then
you got to tell us, A, what you said to him, and B, what you would really do.
I said, 4 years, really?
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
It's four Christmases.
And I would, I would try my hardest. And I'm basing all of this off of my extensive knowledge of Orange is the New Black, where it changes you. Mm-hmm. You know, even if I said, yes, I'll wait for you. And if I went to go see him, you know, once a week, every Sunday or something, that's not to say that he wouldn't be the same person at the end of 4 years and want to be with me. So no, I don't think 4 years would happen. So then he said, well, what about 2 years? And I said, okay, can we talk?
That's a little better.
Can we talk like 15 months?
You guys are in love.
Two months, 2 years would kind of just be like a little vacation for you. You get the whole bed to yourself for 2 years. You can do the starfish thing in the middle of the bed.
Anticipation of him getting out.
Dogs
he's got
up
new
on
tattoo.
The bed.
Right. I get control. I can watch all the Orange is the New Black I want. Yeah.
See, so, I think it would kind of boil down to the crime as well. Like that the crime that was committed.
That. Right.
Would also determine the length of time, I think.
So we, for example, Orange is the New Black, she was in there for, she smuggled drugs. Like she, you know, she's like this pretty, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed. No one would ever expect her to bring drugs from, you know, like Cambodia to Germany or whatever she was doing. So that's what it was. It was like drug smuggling that she did a few times.
So a nonviolent crime.
Nonviolent drug crime. With President Obama just let out 40 something nonviolent, you know, drug offenders out of prison last week.
So Jeremy, imagine for just a moment. Then Nicole, let's say she's convicted of embezzlement. All right, so a nonviolent,
crime, right?
And she's being sent off for. It's different for you guys because you've got kids.
See, that's the thing. Like, I pretty much have to wait, no matter the circumstance or the time or what, because we've got kids. So,
that's not
she'd
true.
She'd be out to see the kids unless
she
it was murder. Still,
yeah,
I don't think I can wait
other
for
type
murder,
of violent crime, or something. And she's going to be away for 12 years.
Well, no, if it was the drug thing and it was 4 years,
drug thing,
you, what if you,
I'd have to wait.
You can move on, though.
Yeah, but I'd have to wait. If it's just 4 years and if it's just a drug crime.
You got kids.
They need their mother.
Well,
we need to be a whole family.
They'll get her after 4 years.
But if she just stabs somebody, I don't know.
You're married with kids.
I am.
Emily is living with someone, no kids. And then I'm just single guy. So for me, if they were put away for 30 days, I don't have to wait.
You're out.
Oh,
you're out that same night.
If they're
they get
in jail
sentenced.
For 30 days, if they're
right.
just in the county
They could be
clink.
In the drunk tank for 12 hours and you're out of there.
I don't have to wait.
At all. For anything.
This is the entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy.
I know. I got
Dom
kids
and
crying
everybody
their eyes
else.
Out. You're at Del Frisco's the same night.
Moving on down.
Bring me another one,
I
Garcon.
I would do a toast to the woman. I'd say, here's to sweet little
Would
whatever.
You see her again
Tip
in 30 days,
homie.
Though? Like,
what?
If you were really hot and heavy with somebody. Say you'd been seeing her for a year. Would you wait the 30 days?
Oh, sure.
For just a a shanking?
Yeah, 30.
She shanked
would
somebody?
Would you wait 8 months? If you've only been seeing a gal for a year?
No, I mean,
he wouldn't.
Would I be allowed to just at least go out on dates without getting into a serious relationship? And then when she got back out, we could see if things would work.
Oh
yes, of course.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
You have zero commitments
to
anybody.
Rules?
Well, the rules are, what if you were in a committed relationship with this woman for a year? Love, the L bomb has been dropped.
Yeah.
So she's going away for 7 months. 7 months. So more than half of the time you've
really
been together.
You really like her.
You really like her. She smells like coconuts.
She's young and firm.
Mm-hmm. You could bounce a quarter off dead ass. Would you wait the 7 months?
Yeah, would
you
wait? Yes, I would wait. I can find a bunch of really good books, some more of those jigsaw puzzles that I did this weekend. And
save your quarters. Go get a roll of quarters from the bank.
I'm saving all my coins for you.
That's fantastic. Dead ass.
4 years is a tricky, I think that's like the tricky magic number where it's even if you're married and committed,
it is a long
4 years
time.
Is a long time.
Right. So let's, it's like you can buy and pay off a new car in 4 years.
You totally could.
Right.
What if we asked our listener, because I guarantee you everybody who's driving along right now, who's in a relationship, everybody is now thinking about this. Oh, like, oh man, how long would I wait?
Holy cow, it'd be great if somebody called now that had an SO, a significant other, in prison.
How long do they wait?
How long have you waited?
How long are you anticipating to wait? Mm-hmm. I want all of this. Even people who don't have somebody in prison right now.
Somebody you can bounce a quarter off their booty.
Well, can you call from prison? Call us from prison, even.
Here's Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, good morning.
What can you add to all of this?
Well, it's a patient thing for me. And if you really love a person, you know, you would do something. You would do it. And not only love them, you have to be in love. Like me and my significant other been together for 15 years, and he was away for 3.
Okay, but now, see, I understand what you're saying. That's great. And by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
But even if you say, hey, if you're in love, but I mean, what if he had been sentenced for 30 years?
Now, that's a different story.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so even with love, Dorothy, there's a limit.
30 years, I have a life.
Right. So what's the limit on love? You got to tell me what would be your limit.
My limit would be 5.
Five.
That's a good time.
So, Dorothy, when he went away to prison for the 3 years, how long had you guys been together at that point?
Probably 12 years then.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
So you were pretty far in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, well, he's home now.
It's like I was telling Emily, you got a nice little break for a few years. You got the bed to yourself.
Oh, you're talking about a good break. Oh, wow. The best break I had.
You're like, aren't you due to go back?
I loved it. No, I wouldn't wish that on nobody to go back,
No. I was just joking.
You are delightful. I hope you call us often.
Oh, I listen to you guys often.
Thank you.
We love you.
Have a fun day.
You too, guys.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I like her.
I would like to go have a girl's night with Dorothy.
She says there is a limit on love. Mm-hmm. How am I pronouncing this?
That's Faridi.
Faridi. Hello, Faridi.
Hi. How are you?
What can you add to this discussion?
Well, basically, I used to be a correctional officer back in Arizona.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. You were a corrections officer?
Correct, in Arizona, back home.
And can we see if we can get a better connection with her?
Darn.
Is she on a Bluetooth, maybe?
No.
I can't hear what she's saying. Let's try to get a better connection on her. Here's Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
What can you add to this?
Well, I was married to a man that actually got picked up for a DUI and was actually here illegally. So he was taken to immigration. And I waited for him for probably 2 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to pretty much do whatever it took to try to get him to stay here and help out until I found out he had cheated. And then I was pretty much like,
man.
Okay.
So you waited all those months for nothing.
I did, yeah. So I'm divorced.
But how could you know, right?
I didn't know, actually. Yeah, and it was with a friend, too. So that was
horrible. All right.
Yeah, so not so much a friend, right?
Yeah.
The universe was trying to get rid of him, so that's why that
actually,
happened.
Actually, that's exactly what I think. You know, karma, he kind of cheated. Now you're not here anymore. So.
Adios.
And what's your situation today? Are you in a happy relationship?
I am. I'm remarried, and I have a wonderful husband and some stepdaughters, and I actually have a little girl, so we're good. I'm really happy.
I like stories that end that way. Listen, Amy, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Listen to you guys every day.
We appreciate that. Hugs to you, all right?
Thank you. Okay, have a great day.
Bye now.
Bye.
We have cool listeners.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think that we're looking at three to five. 4 years is about the max for people.
That's the sentence we would give ourselves.
But if somebody else came along in the meantime,
it's open to discussion, I think.
Well, that, Chris, is kind of the whole, you know, definition of waiting for someone.
You'd still be married. Right. You wouldn't be divorced.
You're not waiting. You're open to discussion with other men.
While they're in prison, you're not locked in a closet somewhere. You're actually out walking amongst people. So you could run into somebody who's attractive. So
and
now
then the wait is over.
So like, you're back to just being a month then.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, the thing is, Chris is a total and complete horn dog.
You have no idea, people.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Well, you are. And the thing is, so you're going to have to let your hormones talk here.
I just want companionship.
Something.
You could get a cat while you wait.
It's not the same. Trust me.
She's tried it.
Rough tongue.
Rough tongue. You said it. You said it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you said it. I would have gotten in trouble.
God, we're going to get emails anyway.
I don't know anything about that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.